How do you approach these patients in a non-protocol setting in terms of that issue?
So what we would do is continue patients till progression. When patients get oxaliplatin neuropathy, and then we dose reduce the oxaliplatin and we discontinue the oxaliplatin, and we would continue with the fluoropyrimidine part of the treatment and the Avastin part of the treatment. And that makes good sense. It will be interesting to see what we're going back in and analysing more of the data from the 66 trial to try and find out just what did clinicians do and why they did the things that they did within that trial. We've been kind of spoiled with the Avastin trials up until that trial. I mean, the studies that had been done previously had all shown very marked increase in progression-free survival. And we had got ourselves into the mindset that this FOLFOX-Xelox regimen would do the same. And everybody became very disappointed with the idea that the level of benefit wasn't as large. I actually think we've kind of spoiled ourselves with this. And it's interesting, if you look at the history of other trials in oncology, often new agents show big benefits to begin with. And then as more trials are done, bigger trials are done, the level of benefit actually does reduce. So I just wonder whether this same phenomenon is happening with Avastin, and what we're seeing with the 66 trial is actually more like real life. You know, the level of benefit from the Hurwitz trial was actually somewhat higher than might be expected in standard practice. It seems to me that's at least plausible.